Hello everyone. Today's Wedding Wednesday podcast is going to be nice, quick, and sweet, and it's just one quick tip to help you while you're getting ready on your wedding day. So, for those of you guys who are tuning in for the first time and you don't know who I am Jasmine. I'm an award-winning and published photographer with Jasmine Norris Photography. And I have this little podcast, which is every Wednesday, with tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. So it's my little Wedding Wednesday series. So today's little podcast is going to be geared more towards brides who will be wearing a bridal gown. However, if you're a groom or a bride who isn't wearing a complicated gown, but you may have a complicated outfit, then this podcast will be for you. So, you've more than likely been dreaming of the dress or outfit that you are going to be wearing for your wedding for almost your whole life. If you're anything like me, you probably even bought a few random wedding magazines throughout your teenage years, even when you were single, just to start dreaming up your perfect wedding day. Now, those outfits that you picked out back then may not still be what you're looking at today, but we all know that you want your wedding outfit to be the perfect representation of you and your style. For a lot of couples, once they find their dream attire, they don't really get a lot of chances to put it on. Especially if you're a bride who's wearing a bridal gown, you usually probably only try it on at the fitting and alteration appointments. And same thing with grooms and tuxes or the other wedding attire you may be wearing. Normally, the seamstress will be doing the fastening of your dress and attire, and they may show your attendants or your mother, your father, how to do any of the complicated work, like if your dress has a bustle or a corset, or you know, maybe you just have a more complicated outfit to put on. And after you do all of that, your outfit will probably be carefully hidden away from your future spouse, and you'll just be waiting for your wedding day to come to wear it. So this is where the tip comes in for this. The one tip I have for you is to practice getting into your outfit, as well as bustling your dress, if you're wearing a dress that has a bustle, a few times before the wedding day. You'll also want to practice with whomever will be helping you into your outfit, or if you're a bride wearing a dress, who will be helping you bustle your dress. And this will help cut down on the downtime on your wedding day and will help you not be as stressed. Now, some outfits and dresses are easy and simple, so this won't really apply to you, but if you have an outfit that's a little more complicated or complex, or you have that bustle that's really complicated, you probably are going to want to practice a few times, and it can really help put your mind at ease, as well as help calm whoever is going to be helping you put on that outfit. It'll kind of calm their nerves as well. I've seen many attendants and couples who become a little frazzled when it comes time to, you know, put on their wedding outfit or bustle that dress because it is complicated. And they don't want to get off schedule, they don't want to keep their guest waiting, you know, or they really want to get on their attire so they can walk down the aisle. And having that complication on your wedding day isn't really something that you want to have, and you want to kind of get rid of that. So practice putting on your wedding attire a couple of times before your wedding and you guys will be golden. That is my tip for you. You know, so go ahead, and if you already have your wedding attire, break it out of the closet, put it on, and do it a couple of times, and have your friends or your parents or whoever's going to help you kind of put on that attire help you. So that's my quick tip for today, and it seems pretty straightforward, but a lot of people, you know, really don't put on their wedding attire. They put it away in the closet. So that's my tip. Go ahead and check back next Wednesday for another Wedding Wednesday series, which is tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. Thanks, guys. Have a great week and weekend.